David Mindell is CEO of Plantwise, a company that specializes in native plant landscaping and wetlands restoration. Like most truck owners, he's pretty loyal.
I've had F-150s for about 16 years.
Mindell's livelihood depends on his two trucks. They need to start every time. And they have to be capable.
So we're with the trucks, we're hauling all kinds of equipment, trailers, water tanks, that kind of thing.
Ford says aluminum is actually a stronger metal than steel, pound for pound, and using it could cut 700 pounds from the F-150's weight. That's a lot of weight, and it will make the truck more fuel efficient. Mindell says that sounds great, as long as an aluminum truck is durable, capable, and safe. Ford can't really afford to lose customers like Mindell. About a third of Ford's profits come from pickup trucks, so this change, to some, is a gamble. It's not just the customers who are closely watching, so are dealers like Brighton Ford owner Todd Spittler.
Ford will not sacrifice the F-150.
Spittler has just as much at stake in the new trucks as Ford does. He figures, at first, people will say, aluminum, huh? Is it really stronger than steel?
We had the same thing when we went from a twin I-beam suspension on the front of the pickups. Everyone was skeptical until it proved itself. It's going to have to prove itself, for sure. And it will.
But there's skeptical consumers, and then there's auto analysts. Dave Sullivan is with Auto Pacific. He says Ford must get this right.
I think the F-150 is, it's America. I mean, the whole country runs off of pickup trucks.
Sullivan's not afraid the truck won't be strong and reliable, but he says Ford has to avoid the multiple recalls that plagued the new Escape. And the manufacturing process will be radically different. Instead of welds, workers will use rivets and industrial adhesives.
This is going to present a whole new, totally different way of assembling a vehicle than Ford has ever done. This is going to change everything.
Ford CEO Alan Mulally says the company's aware of the pitfalls. But with strict new fuel economy standards approaching, this is how Ford will stay a leader in trucks. Mulally says he's confident that Ford can make the switch to aluminum parts and have a flawless launch.
We know them well. We've used them in aerospace. We've used them in commercial airplanes. And we have a lot of experience ourselves.
Mulally himself has a lot of his own reputation riding on the success of the new truck. He said he'll stay CEO of Ford at least through 2014, which means he'll still be in charge when customers get their first look at the new truck. From the Detroit Auto Show, I'm Tracy Samilton.